I'm odd, you're odd, we're all odd, and this is the Utter Oddcast.
Greetings, lovers of odd news. We're back with another episode of Utter Oddcast. Yeah, it's been a while. Actually, I had a handful of bits already recorded, just never put them into an episode. So today, as we come back, I got a few news stories for you, and a few stories that will be new to you. So the timing seems a little weird in them, that's why. But without further ado, let's jump into it. 13 odd news stories on Utter Oddcast 139. Did you ever wonder what kind of music dogs like? What kind of music is going to help their behavior? Well, now you know. It's reggae. Break out the Bob Marley and go to town. The dogs love the reggae and soft rock. Showed the highest positive changes in behavior, according to a study. Doesn't that sound fun? Get some Jamaican jerk and get your dogs to do what you want. Swing on over to Cambodia. There was a man arrested for fatally stabbing another man after a funeral the night before. He told police that he thought he killed a ghost. The 55-year-old man stabbed a 77-year-old man with a pair of scissors. Of course, you do that repeatedly, it doesn't turn out too well. The man died. Said that night, the suspect and victim shared a bed at the home of the family hosting the funeral. So they stayed up late, talking and joking together. Then something in there happened. So the guy that stabbed him had been mentally unstable since his wife died 2 years ago. And he had been previously accused of unprovoked attacks on villagers. He confessed to the murder under questioning, but he said he had merely slain a ghost. Yeah, I think this fella's going to be going to the nut house for some time with a padded room. Guys, if you see a ghost, I'm pretty sure stabbing it will not get rid of it. Just a theory, I could be wrong. Okay, next up, let's do a couple of quick stories from here in Indiana. First up, Kokomo. Not the Kokomo of Beach Boys fame. No, this is north of Indianapolis, Kokomo. A taxi driver faces charges after police say he referred to himself as a demon. Then he attacked a 6-year-old child. According to the Kokomo police, Robert E. Wetzel, 46, of Galveston, was arrested on multiple charges in connection with the June 30th incident. Police said a family called around 8 p.m. for a cab to take them from a restaurant to home. When they reached, then during the ride, he ordered them to get out of the car. Then he began talking incoherently, and he said he was a demon. He grabbed a 6-year-old child during the incident, then he got himself tased. Child was okay. The guy was arrested on battery of juvenile confinement and resisting law enforcement. Being crazy is still not a crime, but hopefully this dude is locked up somewhere getting some help. Right here in Indianapolis, we got a good one for you. Money was falling from the sky in downtown Indy the other day. Said several pedestrians in downtown Indianapolis had their mornings brightened Tuesday when money seemingly began to fall from the sky. Said first they were looking around trying to figure out what was going on, then they looked up and just saw it coming out. Landed in the middle of the street, on the sidewalk, everywhere else. People were picking it up. Of course, they thought it was a joke. People do that sort of gag all the time. It wasn't a joke. Cops investigated. They found some money scattered about the top of the roof. Sounds like it was probably from the robbery of a nearby restaurant a few weeks ago. The wind got a hold of it. Apparently the guys didn't want to take it out. I don't know why you would rob a place and leave the money, but money wasn't just accidentally falling from the sky here. Funny story nonetheless.
Heading down to Bloomington, Indiana. Beware of the python. No, this isn't some urban myth. Apparently, a Bloomington man has reported that his pet python has escaped from a residence in the 400 block of East 2nd Street in Bloomington. It's described about 3.5 feet long, bright green with black in color with a blemish on her tail. Anyone who encounters the pet python should call Bloomington Animal Care and Control at 812-349-3492. Oh, you Bloomington kids are just crazy. The animals are going to kill us all.
Let's head on over to India. The monkeys are at it again. Around 100 pigtailed macaques raided a hall, and they tore up the voter list. So there were 15 pages of voters. The monkeys tore up 5 of them. They also tore up 7 pages of a 10-page notice containing details on how to vote. They have a 10-page notice on how to vote in India? Holy crap. I thought our system was a little screwed up, but whatever. I can fill in a circle. I can pull a lever if they go back to that. The monkeys dispersed, leaving behind the torn papers. They live in the bushes around the temples. Well, I got an idea, like, don't worship the freaking monkeys and get rid of them. Put them in a zoo. Oh, wait, the animal activists are going to be all over me on that one. Fine, have your monkeys.
You ever go to a restaurant and order off the secret menu? Apparently, at a Burger King, there was the secret menu. In New Hampshire, if you went up to the drive-thru window, if you ordered fries extra crispy, that was the code word that you wanted some marijuana. Cops busted a manager and another employee there at the Burger King. 19 and 20. Okay, this is stupid, but I got an even better question. How in the world does a 19 or 20-year-old become a manager at Burger King? I mean, I imagine there's not a lot of people that are lifers at Burger King, but I would think a manager position would be someone older than this anyway. And obviously, they didn't look at who they were employing too hard, did they? If I were you, I would not advise going to Burger King asking for fries extra crispy because you yourself might get arrested. And let's get over here to Pennsylvania here in the States. The co-owner of a bridal shop has been charged with indecent exposure. 3 women reported him standing naked next to the mannequins in the store's display window. The store is called One Enchanted Evening. They offer bridal, prom, and pageant fashions. Of course, one of the ladies took a cell phone photo. This is a 54-year man was charged with open lewdness and disorderly conduct, and he also smelled of alcohol, though he claimed he only consumed 2 drinks. How strong were those drinks, son? Maybe the guy thought it was a one-stop shop that could get a wedding dress and a groom. I don't know. What I do know is this is fairly disturbing. Way to go, PA! Keeping it odd for us, keeping it odd. So earlier this week, we heard of an Austrian man that led the police on a joyride naked. Originally, they thought this guy was drunk. Mind you, it was 8 degrees Fahrenheit outside at 2 in the morning when he was doing this. They originally thought the guy was drunk. No. He was trying to impress a female co-worker. Not sure how that would impress her. His employer didn't find this too amusing. Fired the guy. Says he did refuse a drug test, so there's still that possibility. Guys, this isn't going to woo the ladies. So you're just sitting here one day. Hey, I think I want to go steal a truck. Yeah, I really want to steal a truck today. Then, after I steal it, I'm going to go to the sheriff's office, ask him if the truck has been reported stolen. Then I'm going to be shocked when I'm arrested. Well, this is exactly what a woman did earlier this week. They never did say criminals were the sharpest tool in the shed. If you didn't hear, the other day, McDonald's was giving out their famous Big Mac sauce. Apparently, only 20% of millennials have had a Big Mac. I find that number crazy. It's kind of silly. Millennials are getting blamed for everything now. It's funny to start with, but it's all their fault that they don't eat the Big Mac. It's not the fact that McDonald's doesn't advertise the thing. Of course, now they have, it's like a Triple Mac and whatever the heck it's called, and then some smaller miniature Mac. So anyway, there were pictures and video of people lined up to get the Big Mac sauce. Guys, you can go to the store and buy Thousand Island. I'm sure there's one of those copycat recipe sites as well where you can find this. McDonald's. So let's go back to McDonald's here. You order chicken nuggets. You don't get them. You get so angry. Oh, you get so mad. You decide to jump on the counter, start shooting a worker with a Nerf gun, and start spraying Nerf foam bullets all over the restaurant. Yes, that actually happened. 22-year-old man did this. He was angry he did not get his nuggets, so he jumped on the counter, shouted at everyone, then fired the toy guns he had with him. Then he left. Of course, the cops found him. When he was spoken to by police, he said he thought it was funny and didn't think anyone would care. I gotta tell you, this fellow's lucky whatever McDonald's is in, because there's a lot of McDonald's. You might get yourself shot doing this. And why does he have a Nerf gun at McDonald's?
Really?
Do you like your chocolate? Do you like to eat it? Do you like chocolate bars, chocolate chip cookies, even chocolate syrup? Have you always wanted chocolate powder that you can snort? That's right. Choco Loco. Snortable chocolate powder being marketed as drug-free way to get a buzz. Created by Orlando-based Legal Lean, includes cacao powder as well as Ginkgo Biloba, taurine, and guarana. So it's like all the crap in energy drinks. Nick Anderson, 29, founder of Legal Lean, says he heard about a chocolate snorting trend in Europe a few months ago. He ordered a sample to give it a try. At first I was like, is this a hoax? Then I tried it. I was really like, okay, this is the future right here. So this guy invested $10,000 into creating raw cacao snuff. He goes on to say that some versions, they just burn too much. Other times they look gray and dull, or didn't have enough stimulants. Said the effects last about 30 minutes to an hour and are almost like an energy drink filling. Like you're euphoric, but motivated to get things done. Of course, doctors say they're not quite sure what to make of the brown powder, which hit U.S. shelves last month and is not approved by the FDA. The question is, what are the risks of doing it, said Dr. Andrew Lane. He's the director of John Hopkins Sinus Center. There's no data, and as far as I can tell, no one studied what happens if you inhale chocolate into your nose. When I mentioned to people, nobody's ever heard of it. Maybe I'm not in the in crowd. Yes, Dr. Lane, you're probably not in the in crowd, and I'm not going to be either. I have enough sinus issues without snorting crap into my nose. Anyway, it says they sell 40 to 50,000 bottles of Legal Lean at $12.50 each. This is per month they sell that. And of course, on top of that, they're worried it's going to be a gateway drug to, I don't know, cocaine. Guys, this isn't a good idea. Kids, if you're listening to this, please do not consider it. This is not a good idea. Go to the store, get a Hershey bar. We go wild. Get one of those like endangered species, like 98% chocolate or whatever it is. Super dark. Get one of those. Do not go sniffing your chocolate. Eat it like a normal person.
You've been listening to Utter Oddcast. Check us out on the web, utteroddcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at Utter Oddcast. Send us some snail mail, Surge Bucket Media, P.O. Box 39178, Indianapolis, Indiana 46239. Now go be odd.